John Honigsvold isn't a participant in Occupy LA. He just came out to observe. He wore a yarmulke and read a Yiddish book last Friday to see if it would attract any kind of attention. Honigsvold heard rumors from fellow Jews that there was an undercurrent of anti-Semitism in the Occupy movement. About a week ago, Patricia McAllister, an LAUSD teacher since let go, showed up at City Hall with an anti-Semitic sign. Here's what she told Reason TV.
And I think that the Zionist Jews who are running these big banks in our Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, they need to be run out of this country.
Rabbi Jonathan Klein of Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice says McAllister is on the fringe.
If you think that that's what the Occupy movement is, you obviously haven't walked around to see the vast majority of signs that are messages of love and of frustration, not at any one scapegoated group, but of an economic system that is broken. The people who use those types of media clips are people that want to derail this movement.
This local incident reflects a national discussion. The Emergency Committee for Israel, a right-wing advocacy group, released a commercial suggesting the whole movement was tainted by anti-Semitism.
Why are our leaders turning a blind eye to anti-Semitic, anti-Israel attacks?
The commercial was largely denounced in the Jewish community, including by the Anti-Defamation League, as an attempt to use isolated incidents for political gain. Many Jews have participated in the Occupy movement nationally.
Justice is the core of our tradition. Income disparity and an unlevel playing field are spiritual, moral failures of our society and contradict the Torah.
Honigsvold is sympathetic to the Occupy movement, but he's also experienced anti-Semitism in his life. Looking around at the protests, though, he says there's no problem with being Jewish here. Megan Suisse, Annenberg Radio News.